Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. In the studio with me is Ohio writer Donald Ray Pollack, who was a recipient of the 2009 Penn Robert W. Bingham Fellowship. He made his literary debut in 2008 with a book called Knock 'em Stiff, a collection of short stories, and now has his first novel out, The Devil All the Time. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Donald Ray Pollack to the studios. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Mark.
I want to begin because I know you spent quite a bit of time as a laborer in Chillicothe, Ohio, working at the Mead paper mill there. What sparked your interest in writing?
Well, I'd always been a big reader, and then when I was in my 30s, I went to college part-time, Ohio University, got an English degree. I think I got that degree, I was 40 years old. Then I didn't do anything with it. I kept working at the paper mill, but when I was 45, my dad retired from the mill, and I don't know if I was, you know, right around that time, I was also having, I guess, what people might call some sort of midlife crisis about what I was going to do with the rest of my life.
Yes.
And I looked around at my options, and I really didn't know how to do anything except work in a mill. So I told my wife I was going to try to learn how to write, and that's pretty much how I got started.
Well, your first set of short stories was called Knock 'em Stiff, and actually that's from, if I'm not mistaken, growing up in Knock 'em Stiff, Ohio?
Yeah, I grew up in Knock 'em Stiff, and the name was just too good not to use.
Oh, indeed.
So, you know, I figured, well, you know, I'm a native of that place, so I figured, you know, I might as well use it as well as the next person.
Did you always grow up with the stories, storytelling as part of your life? Or it would, you said you're a reader, but, you know, you're also, from reading this novel, a wonderful storyteller, too. Were you ever known as a storyteller before a writer?
Well, I wasn't known as a storyteller, but my dad seems to put everything into a story. You know, I mean, whenever he's going to, you know, tell you anything, it turns into a story. And I can remember when I was very small going to my great grandfather's house. And, you know, of course, they were very simple people. My great grandmother couldn't read. My great grandfather would read the newspaper to her, stuff like that. But I can remember going there and him telling us ghost stories, you know, sitting around I think they had an old firewood coal stove. And so we'd be sitting around there in the evenings and he'd be telling us ghost stories. And I think that's probably where my dad got that from, because he was partially raised by my great-grandfather.
Well, your stories are set in rural southern Ohio and West Virginia. And tell really about the hard knock life and the life in the rural communities. And how much of your storytelling is informed by your experiences and Knock 'em Stiff and the like?
Well, I think, you know, to a fairly big extent, it's informed by the place where I grew up. Knock 'em Stiff had this reputation for being a really tough, rough place when I was a kid. And so what I did was I took that, you know, that sort of reputation that it had, and I cranked it up. You know, I definitely cranked it up a lot more. It made it much more violent and rough than it really is. And I, you know, I don't know, whether for better or worse, I left out the nice stuff. You know, most of my stuff deals with trouble. And but I think, you know, just, yeah, I was influenced quite a bit by the place.
Well, you talk about leaving the nice stuff out and leaving the trouble in, and in your new novel, The Devil All the Time, you really have a cast of some very bizarre characters with some very bizarre habits and actions that take place. Where did this very compelling and bizarre story come from? Is this something that was an amalgam of the short stories and carrying it through, or is this a story that you had kind of been percolating on for a little while?
Well, no, not really. I mean, I don't know where it came from. I never can explain, you know, that process. But when I sold the book of stories, of course, one of the first questions my publisher asked me was, well, do you have a novel or do you have an idea for a novel? And of course, you know, I was going to say yes regardless. So I thought, you know, at that time it was sort of like, I'm going to write a novel about a serial killer. And that's how it started. It just started with this idea that that's what I was going to do. And of course, you know, as I wrote a couple drafts, the story morphed and became something else. You know, there's a couple serial killers in it, but, you know, I pretty much learned the story as I typed along.
Donald Ray Pollack, he's the author of the new novel, The Devil All the Time, available in bookstores right now. And it's quite a story to talk about the serial killers, but you're talking also a storyline about some orphan kids, including the main character, Arvin. Mm-hmm. Who lives a fairly hard life and deals with life's hard knocks as it goes along. And a lot of religion in it as well. Religion playing a very big role, especially with Arvin's father, Willard, praying for his wife, Charlotte, to be cured of cancer in a very bizarre manner that I won't give away away right now. But what was the role of religion as you were growing up? Because religion doesn't shine in a very nice light in your novel.
Well, my parents never went to church, and they never made us kids go to church when I was a kid or anything like that. And I never went to church at all until about 3 years ago. I guess maybe, and I don't know, I mean, what I did was, you know, I think there's a lot of great things about religion, you know, as far as offering a basic moral code to live by and that sort of thing. But, you know, I hear preachers say some pretty bizarre things, too, and religious people do some pretty strange things. And I wanted to have a couple, at least one thread running through most of the characters' lives in the book. So I chose religion. I can't say that I really know that much about the really dark fundamentalist type stuff that I've got going on in the book, but, you know, it was just something that, you know, I'm interested in it. And, you know, sometimes I envy people almost who can believe as much as they believe, you know, with some of the stuff that they do. I mean, and I'm talking snake handlers, that right. type of people. Like I say, I think there's a lot of great things about religion, and I'm not just talking about Christianity, any kind of religion, but, you know, people also use that religion or those beliefs as an excuse to do some pretty violent things.
Well, in The Devil All the Time, it's part thriller, part folk tale, I guess you could say to some degree, and very interesting read. And I'm wondering, you know, you started your book tour here in Cincinnati, mm-hmm. and traveling around the country. But after your short story collection, Knock 'Em Stiff, came out a few years back, and you did this tour, what surprised you most about people's reaction to your writing?
Well, first of all, I was surprised. Well, I was shocked that Doubleday bought my first book. You know, I really was.
Yes.
I was not planning on that happening. I wasn't even submitting it to, you know, New York City publishers. I was planning on, I just thought I'd finished a book of stories, and I was planning on submitting it to the short story contest, Flannery O'Connor, Iowa Award Prize, that sort of thing. And, you know, out of the blue, this agent read one of my stories in a very small magazine. And he contacted me, and, you know, we got together, and I gave him this manuscript, and it was like 3 or 4 weeks later they'd sold the book. So that was a tremendous piece of luck for me.
Well, The Devil All the Time is a wonderful story and just some marvelous characters. But you feel you have another story in you, Don?
Yeah, I've got another novel started. You know, my fingers are crossed here, and we'll just... Yeah, well, I quit the paper mill, so I don't have a real job anymore, so I got to keep writing.
Well, I hope you do, and look forward to future stories, too, from you.
Thank you, Mark.
Donald Ray Pollack, the author of the new novel, The Devil All the Time, is his first novel. You can find it at your local bookstores or online, and you can find out more about Don and the book by visiting our website, wvxu.org.